Let's turn back to Houston. We've got Congressman Al Green on the line. He's a Democrat whose 9th district includes southern parts of the city. Congressman, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Megan. It's an honor to be with you. And I want to send out my sympathies and prayers to those who are in harm's way.
So first of all, tell us, I mean, what are you hearing from your constituents about what they're seeing, what they're experiencing?
Well, last night we had out in the southern part of my district 400 people to be rescued with water boats. Persons went in to help them out of harm's way. We have persons who are at Thurgood Marshall High School, about 600 people. We have Kempner High School that's been opened up. We have at the city center in Missouri City, 120 people in the city center. Over at the Windsor Village Church, they have brought in about cots for 600 or more people. So we are constantly bringing people into shelter. People are very much concerned about their future. People who have not been in shelters are concerned about the future. This is a very, very scary time for a lot of people, and they're expressing their concern.
So what are they not getting that they need in terms of their immediate future?
Well, the thing that people most need is security. And when people are not being rescued, people are still waiting to be rescued, that is an immediate need, just having security. We also have people who have been out in the weather for some time, and they need to get themselves properly warmed and in a place so that they can have food and proper clothing. So when people go to shelters, we're trying to make sure that they get the food and the clothing that they need.
Yeah.
People will also need to know that at some point we'll start a recovery. And when that recovery starts, that there will be resources available to help them get housed immediately. I remember going through this with other storms, and sometimes the housing can become difficult to acquire. But housing is important, short-term and long-term housing. Those who've had their property damaged, they need to know that there will be the resources available for them to get repairs. So there's a long-term process that we are about to face, but short-term, we're still rescuing people. We're still saving lives in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
And we want the good Samaritans who've come in to help out to know that we greatly appreciate them, as well as the first responders who are working with the good Samaritans.
Absolutely. They are showing the best of what's capable when people are in need. But Congressman, let me just ask you, I mean, about Houston's recovery. Members of the Texas delegation are calling for an emergency spending bill to provide relief for those who are suffering because of Harvey. And the President Trump has said it will happen very quickly. But in the past, for past hurricanes in other regions, it's sometimes taken time for detailed spending plans to be generated. And many of your Republican colleagues from Texas voted against similar relief for New York and New Jersey after Hurricane Sandy back in 2013. Are you concerned that an emergency spending bill may not get out in time?
Well, until it's done, you're always concerned about measures that can impact lives. You want to get them done as quickly as possible. But I've talked to colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and I've not talked to one who has hesitated when I have brought up this subject and are doing this expeditiously. My hope is that when we get back in September, this will be an immediate agenda item. We have to do this for the American people, not just for the people here in Houston. We've got to show our people that when we have these tragedies, when they're confronted with catastrophic events, that the federal government is going to do what it's supposed to, and that is provide safety and security and recovery for people who are stricken by these horrific events. That's what we've got to do. And it's not just for Houston, although Houston is immediately impacted. It's for the country. We are a nation of people who care about each other, as evidenced by the way these Good Samaritans have traversed the country to come to Houston just to give a hand. What a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But we have to do this.
Yeah. You know, Houston, of course, has a long road to recovery in front of it, potentially billions of dollars in damage because of this storm. But I hear your point about there are still immediate needs that folks have. The president is in Texas today. I mean, what could he do? What do you think he should do for the people of Texas?
I think he should make it perspicuously clear that he is going to work with us to get the resources we need. I think that's the most important thing. Work with us so that we can get the resources we need. This is a seminal moment in time that can impact the rest of our time. This is a moment for us to demonstrate, from the president all the way down to the person who is currently out there helping out on a volunteer basis, for all of us to demonstrate that we are Americans, we're going to work together, and we're going to do what's in the best interest of the people of the United States of America. And helping people through tragedy is one of the things that we do. And I want the president to make it clear that he's going to be a president for all of us, and that we're going to get the help we need.
That's Congressman Al Green. He's a Democrat who represents the 9th District in Texas. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.